night and day, by hand and by brain. To earn your pay, you for centuries on past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead.
You are listening to Labor Express, Chicago's only labor news and current affairs radio program. News for working people by working people. I'm your host, Jerry Mead, and this is the Sunday, November 14th, 2004 edition of Labor Express. In tonight's program, we'll revisit the issue of Renaissance 2010. This is the Chicago Public Schools' massive privatization plan. And later on the show, we'll air part two of our interview with Columbian trade unionists Johnny and Nelson. But first, this week's labor news highlights from WIN, Workers' Independent News Service.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
I'm Rebecca Jameson.
And I'm Doug Cunningham. George Bush will remain in the White House, and with Republican control of both the House and the Senate and no concerns regarding re-election, he has free rein to implement campaign promises of a so-called ownership society. That buzzword stands in for a host of policies Republicans are itching to thrust upon America.
I'd say that the hallmark of the ownership society is privatizing Social Security.
Gretchen Young is the Vice President of Government Affairs for Aon Consulting.
The two other major elements in the benefits arena are health savings accounts, where individuals take more responsibility, and then there's also an element in the retirement part of the agenda, which would emphasize something called a lifetime savings account.
Jack Minnis is an economist.
Everything that Bush has done in the 3.5 years he's been in office is to curtail or suppress consumer income. And how one gets from lack of income to ownership is a mystery unless he is prepared to legalize bank robbery.
According to the Tax Foundation analysis of IRS statistics, 58 million income-earning households pay no income taxes, so a health care tax break doesn't help low-income workers. Labor's candidate didn't win the presidency, but this year's election was a win for New York Labor's third party, Working Families.
The Working Families Party actually had a very good November 2nd, providing a bright spot for progressives.
Alex Navarro, communications director for the Working Families Party of New York. By endorsing the same candidates as the Democratic Party, Working Families added 150,000 votes, and Senator John Kerry won 120,000 on the party's line. The party says it's culturally conservative but economically populist, focusing on increasing the minimum wage and drug law reform, as in the David Soares campaign.
David Soares ran for the office of district attorney, won the general election, campaigning to reform the Rockefeller drug laws.
The Working Families Party is hoping Soares' victory in Albany County will be a catalyst in the state legislature on drug reform.
Nigerian oil workers who plan to completely shut down that country's ability to export oil next week have been threatened with job loss. Nigerian Labor Minister Hassan Lawal says workers who participate in the nationwide strike not only forfeit their pay, but also lose their right to continuous employment. Nigeria is the fifth biggest source of U.S. oil imports and exports more than 2.5 million barrels a day. The country's oil refineries are in disrepair and cannot produce enough oil to meet domestic demand, forcing the government to import oil and sell it at a loss.
If you use your Dell, Gateway, or IBM computer to browse the internet for news, here's some you may never have seen. All those companies export American jobs. If you're in the market for a new PC and you support organized labor, you might be interested to know that union-built PCs offer an alternative to the other major PC makers, a union-made computer competitively priced. Union-built PC is organized by locals from the Communications Workers of America, IBEW, and UWUA.
As the month-long hotel strike in San Francisco slogs on, hotel workers across the country are beginning to show solidarity. On Monday, a picket line was set up in front of a Regency Hyatt in Monterey, California, and many workers refused to cross, disrupting hotel service. The Monterey protest was in solidarity with the workers who are currently striking against 14 hotels in San Francisco. Represented by Unite Here, the two sides are unable to come to an agreement over wages, benefits, and the length of the next contract. A similar solidarity strike was held in Boston 2 weeks ago.
Garment Workers Union Unite Here, along with a coalition of trade associations, has filed its eighth petition seeking safeguard restrictions against textiles from China. The petitions claim domestic textile production is being squashed by Chinese imports. Lloyd Wood, Director of Media Relations for the American Manufacturing Trade Action Coalition.
After China joined the WTO, Chinese